In the name of Jesus, amen. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today, Hebrews 10. So, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Thus far the text. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, on June 24th, 1934, Pastor Cray gave teenage Laverna that text as her confirmation verse. And let me tell you, that's an appropriate text for a young Christian to hear and to live by, because it is an exhortation to remain faithful, to persevere, and to be confident in the Lord's promise of salvation for her in his Good Friday dying for her a long time ago. You know, a confirmation day is a dicey business, because on that day, Pastor Cray asked Laverna salvation at stake questions like this. Do you renounce the devil, all his works, and all his ways? You know, like you did at your baptism, Laverna? And her answer was, yes, I renounce. Turning your back on the devil, that's risky. But to formally and publicly to reject Satan, ooh, that is especially precarious. You want to talk about making a dangerous enemy? Well, why did she do such a thing? I'll tell you why. It's because her baptism into Christ's death was bearing much fruit in her life. So much so that Laverna's faith in Jesus audaciously dared to tell Satan, get behind me. I follow Jesus. And then Pastor Cray asked Laverna, do you believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And her answer was, yes, I believe, you know, in the three parts of the Apostles' Creed that we just faithfully confessed a little bit ago, confessing the truth of Holy Scripture. That God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, but yet one God. You know, for Laverna, there would be no generic, Unitarian, or anti-Trinitarian small g God for her. There would be no replacing the specific triune name put on her in her baptism with an innovative, progressive, or politically correct name. She knew, Laverna knew, that if you change God's triune name to something that you would invent or like better, then you're no longer a Christian anymore. And so she confidently confessed God as triune, the Holy Trinity, the Father who created her, the Son, Jesus Christ, the God-man who redeemed her with his most holy divine blood, the Holy Spirit who called her to faith in Jesus by the gospel and holied or sanctified her in the washing and the rebirth of holy baptism. And then came two more questions from Pastor Cray. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession in church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And her answer to both questions was a confident, I do, by the grace of God. And so here we are. Here we are at the even to death point. Laverna's baptism in the triune name bore fruit in her life even to the death point. And so did the fruit of the text that she was given on her confirmation. She did not throw away her confidence in Christ, who died for her, who repented her, and who forgave her all of her sin. She, as the text said, persevered through much earthly trouble and trial, losing her husband, suffering from arthritis, shuffling around, falling, heart trouble, confined to the nursing home, so desperately wanting to come to church, but physically not being able to do it anymore. And even on Monday morning, as the sleep of death grew closer, her faith in the Holy Trinity did not waver. No, throwing away her confidence, as I sang the hymn, "Abide with Me," Laverna sang part of it from memory with me, especially the words of the last stanza, "In life and death, O Lord, abide with me." She persevered by God's grace. After all, the Lord was always with her, through thick and thin, good times and bad, because he put his name on her in holy baptism with the promise, "Lo, I am with you always. Lo, I am with you always." Did you hear that? Always. That's his promise. The Lord to whom all authority on earth and in heaven has been given. Always, he promised, and so too, even at the death point. Confident Laverna was, trusting God's promises, ready to receive the bounty of the Lord's pledges, like the reward or the gift of heaven and eternal life for her, a died for, forgiven sinner. You know, with St. Paul, Laverna longed to depart and to be with Christ, which is better by far, Philippians 1. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. To finally be rid of her sinful nature. For the lifelong battle against sin to finally come to an end. For the ravages of what is old to come to a conclusion. I'm sure you heard this numerous times. She said, "I'm ready." Right? "I'm ready." Okay. She was ready. She was ready to go to heaven as a forgiven sinner for Christ's sake. And now that's precisely what she has, according to the Lord's promise. Listen to what Jesus says. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you." John 14. I wonder what her room looks like. She's probably decorating it with paintings of Nebraska farms, as well as ceramic figurines of roosters and hens. And probably, I'll have to wait and see, probably getting all sorts of decorative advice from her friends in heaven, like Dorothy Timian or a Sylvia Clemmie. Well, the Lord had much good use for our servant Laverna and our friend in this life in numerous ways for which we are very, very thankful. One in particular was her faith in Jesus. She clung tenaciously to his promise that we heard earlier, Jesus' promise. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never, never die." Now, who in the world would believe such a promise like that? The people at the grave of Lazarus, we here today. Who in the world would believe such a promise? I'll tell you who did. Laverna did. All her life, she believed that as her baptism continued to bear fruit. Now today, at the even to death point, I beg all of you to not throw away your confidence in the Lord's promises. For enemy death is defeated. Jesus has risen. Jesus has changed death into a peaceful sleep. So, as we go out to the cemetery here in a few moments, we will do what Lisa did with her mother every night for the last few years. We're going to tuck her mother into her bed in the full and complete confidence of a resurrection morning, the last day, when Jesus hands out the gracious and undeserved reward of the resurrection of the body, in which he completes the bounty of holy baptism. Listen again, Hebrews 10. "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." Those are good words for you too, especially at this even to death point today. After all, that moment will come to you as well. For some of you sooner, for some of you later. And how will you face the even to death point? Here's how. I tell you to face it this way. With Jesus as the Lord, who lords his death over all of your sin, over death and hell itself. Because he makes all the difference. For Jesus, sent by the Father and revealed by the Spirit in these last days, he is the Lord. He is the crucified and risen Lord for you, just as he is for our friend Laverna. His promises are certain and sure. He is the resurrection and life, and as such he promises, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. That's certain, and that's absolutely true. He promises it. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yeah.